Okay. Goodbye, everybody. And zoom in on person. All right, let's get started. Today we are going to discuss. I'm just going to take this out. I'm not going to be able to hear anyone on the video right now. Okay.
Leave the hand.
But if you want to say something, leave your hand. Okay. So we're going to discuss. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of the Chashmonaim. So we're going to discuss an inyan of Birchas Kohanim. It's a nice inyan we maybe would have done it anyway, but let's get started. Okay, the halacha is to Gemara Maseches Megillah Daf Gimel. It says that Birchas Kohanim we don't do with less than 10 people. We don't do with less than 10 people. Okay, the question is, what's the reason? What is the reason why Birchas Kohanim must be done only with 10 people? So if you look in the Rishonim over there in Megillah, the Ran says it's learned, again, it's like a Dabrashi B'Kedusha. Dabrashi B'Kedusha are learned from Eida Kahal from the Meraglim, right? Nikdashti Besoch B'nei Yisrael, that things are Toch from the Meraglim, from Adas Korach. So, Nikdashti Besoch B'nei Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. Okay, this was the guy I needed on as well. Okay, I cannot hear everyone on Zoom, just so you know. Not yet, anyway, but we will have time for questions afterwards. So, anyway, the halacha is we're doing here the love of the first one in Nesias Kapayim and Emek Bracha on page Tezvav. So, halacha is that Birchas Kohanim requires 10 people. And the question is, why does Birchas Kohanim require 10 people? The Ran writes, because we learn from Dabar Shebek Dushav and Nikdashi B'Soch B'nei Yisrael, and it says, Kosavar Chos B'nei Yisrael by Birchas Kohanim. The Rashba says something similar. The Rashba says, because Birchas Kohanim has the Shem Hashem. And things that have the Shem Hashem require 10 people. What's another example? Something that has Shem Hashem that requires 10 people? When we bench with a Zeman and we have 10 people, we say, okay, no, that's the Shem Hashem is what requires 10 people. Works in both ways. Fine. So now, Emek Bracha takes a step back and says, hold on, there's a more basic reason why we require 10 people. There's a Gemara, an innocent Gemara in Maseches Sota, but it's important. The Gemara in Sota says like this. At what point, is anyone here a coin? Be a coin? Not a coin. Okay. What point do the Kohanim get up to say Berachas Kohanim? In the middle of the Bracha of Ritzeh. That's what the Gemara says. I'm going to read three lines of Gemara in Maseches Sota. Rami Rishu Malevi. Kol Kohen She'ino Ole Ba'avoda Shuv'ino Ole. Any coin that doesn't go up to Duchin during the Bracha of Avoda, which is the Bracha of Ritzeh, cannot go up afterwards. Shneimar v'yisa Aaron es yadav el ha'am v'yivarachin v'yirin me'asos achatas v'ol v'ashlam. So it says by the Miluim that Aaron got up and gave a bracha to Bnei Yisrael, and then he went down from finishing the avodah, the karbanos, the achatas, the ol v'ashlamim. So the Gemara says, ma lahalan ba'avoda afkan ba'avoda. Just like over there by the Miluim, he was doing avodah, and that was when he did the bracha b'raskonim. So too, we do. So that's like it seems like at first glance a remez ba'alma that the proper time for Birchas Kohanim is during the bracha of Avodah. But says the bracha, it's really not. It's really much, much more than that. There's a din. In other words, Birchas Kohanim is a mitzvah, right? It's a mitzvah deraisa. Kosev arpas b'nei Yisrael. That the Kohanim have to bless b'nei Yisrael. So to bench b'nei Yisrael. So when should they bench b'nei Yisrael? The time for that is dafka during the avoda. It's not surprising. Avoda is, to a degree, the kohen's time to shine. That's when the kohanim represent Klal Yisrael. And more than that, Tosfos says in Maseches Sota, this is what Emek Brach quotes. Tosfos say that it's dafka a korban tzibur. And if you look in the Mishnayos and Maseches Tamid, when would they do Birchas Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash every day? And nowadays, Svarim do every day, Ashkenazim don't do every day. When would they do Berachas Kohanim Beis Hamikdash every day? In the middle of doing the Korban Tamid, it's one of the second to last parak in Maseches Tamid, I think, parakai. It says that's when they would do the Berachas Kohanim. So, Berachas Kohanim, the Zman for that is during Avodah. And according to Tosfos, it's not just during any Avodah, it's during Avodah Satzibur, since the nature of the Bracha is not you do something on your own. You have to do something to the Tzibur. A kohen is basically where you need dafka a korban tzibur, which is the korban tamid, which happened every day. So now there's a dilemma: is birchas kohanim in chutz lards deraisa? Is birchas kohanim bisman hazeh deraisa? It is. It is. So I wouldn't have known for sure, but he quotes over here, mefresh from the sifrei and parshas for a. The Sefer in Parshas Re'eh says that even Bizman is that even Bigvulim, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you're not doing Karbanos, Berachas Kohanim is still Deraisa. And if that's the case, where is it Deraisa? Simple answer. They asked Rav Chaim this question, they make Brach quotes. Biskrov said that they asked Rav Chaim this question. What's the answer? What is our avoda Bizman Hazeh? Tefillah. Tefillah is that, and Tefillah is a din Deraisa. And then he says, okay, that works if you hold that there. The chiyuv to daven tefillah is a din deraisa, a mitzvah deraisa to daven. According to the Rambam, it actually is to daven every day is a mitzvah deraisa. But according to other Rishonim, there is no mitzvah to daven. So what do you do? So it says Rav Chaim something very yisodistic, something very pashut. It could be that there's no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv to daven, even according to Rishonim. But still, the kiyum of davening is a kiyum deraisa. When it says avada Hashem lokecha, avada davening is avoda. For sure, davening is avodah deraisa. That's your way that you're obed Hashem. So it might not be a chiyuv to daven every day, but if you'll daven every day, and even according to the Rambam, let's say, according to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah to daven once a day. So according to some achronim, your yotzi already when you said berachas hashachar, because you already had shevach bakasha hoda. According to some achronim, you don't even need that much for the Rambam, you just bakasha. So or just hoda. Magen Avraham says a woman wakes up, she says Modaani, she yotzer chiyuv tefillah. That's why women don't daven, even though they have a chiyuv to daven. Those women who don't get a chance to daven. It's a big discussion. That's a Jeffrey Pashit. But so what is our davening our Shemana Esrei? That's avodah deraisa, according to the Rambam, according to the Ramban, according to everybody. So now that we've established that our davening is avodah deraisa, it makes sense that Berachas Kohanim is a bracha deraisa, even bizman hazeh, even without a base in Migdash, because it comes part of davening. Ah, so you'll ask me, it has to come part of, you have a question?
No.
Okay, you'll ask me, it has to be part of a Korban Tzibur. So when do we do it? In Tefillah B'Tzibur, and Chazar Sashat. Exactly. So here's an interesting question. Let's say, and this is the question he brings up, it comes out from this Lumbus. Let's say a shul is starts Chazar Sashat, and then one or two people walk out. So what's the din? Malacha is?
Still finish,
exactly. Still finish. That's how you get up to Berchas Kohen. What's the halacha?
You do it.
You do not do Birchas Kohen. So this is actually a piece that he has. This is we're reading now Imak Bracha and Nisias Kapaimos Aleph. So in Os Gimel, he actually makes this point. The halacha is that we don't go back. But there, the reason might be more obvious. There, the reason might be because Birchas Kohen, even though we do it in davening, it's not actually davening, right? It's something that the proper time to do it is during davening.
Is that kind of like if you're raining, you feel that you still continually have a matter?
Exactly. Meaning, if it's one, you don't do something different. So even though Birchas Kohanim comes in the middle of davening, you would not be able to do it. But that's that. Not necessarily. I actually want to just make one point based on that. There is a sefer that he quotes over here, the sefer Alachos Ketanos, that says like this. And we're going to get back to our point in 1 second. The sefer Alachos Ketanos raises the question: what if the shliach tibur forgets to initiate Birchas Kohanim, and then they right away start the bracha of Sim Shalom. So do you go back? Do you go back? You already started saying Sim Shalom, do you go back? So he says you do go back, and you maybe have to go back to Ritzeh, like all the halachos like we have in general. If you forget Yalav Yav, whatever it is. So Ritzeh is Avoda, right? That's the begin, what initiates that the Kohanim should have to get up. So he says they even go back to Ritzeh. And the bracha says, no. We do it in the middle of davening, and we do it by the bracha of Shalom before Shalom because it has to do with Shalom. We do it after Avodah and before Shalom. There's a Hodam between also, but that apparently is not was a problem. But there's no halacha that if you missed it, you go back. It's not part of Shemoneh Esrei. You can't make it up as like going back in Shemoneh Esrei. If you miss part of Shemoneh Esrei, if you miss Yalav Yav, which is part of Shemoneh Esrei, so you go back. If you missed Alanis, that's the discussion where everything you have to go back. Maybe by Tain Talmud, we started tonight. So all these things you have to look at Shulchan Aruch. Do I have to go back? Do I have to go back? But Berachas Kohanim is not part of Shemoneh Esrei, so no shayla, you wouldn't have to go back. That's what Namek Bracha says. But let me ask you another interesting question like this. And like I said, for the guys on Zoom, after we're done in person, I will take an opportunity for questions also. Let's say people leave, so you're allowed to continue Chazar Shatz and do Kedusha. People leave, and then you chop someone from the hallway to come in for Berachas Kohanim, a 10th person. So can you do Berachas Kohanim? So I would have said.
You said no.
I'm going to say, why no?
Because you already lost the ability to do it. Yeah.
You already lost the ability to do it. So I would have said that if it maybe had to do with the tefillah, but there's nothing to do with the tefillah at first glance. So I would have said, well, you have 10 people. The Ran said, the Rashi said, you 10 people after Berachas Kohanim because it's a B'nai Yisrael, where you say the Shem Hashem. So now I have 10 people. Maybe I should do it. But you're right. But can I give an explanation why you're right? Let me be Mosef a little bit. The Halach is, he says, asking a Chiddush that you still wouldn't say. Why? Because Berachas Kohanim has to come on the coattails of Tefillah B'Tzibur. So it's true that you're allowed to finish Chazar Shashatz once you started, but it's not a Tefillah Satzibur anymore. Tefillah Satzibur is you have 10 people listening and answering Amen. And even if you're allowed to continue with less than 10 people, that's the din that once you start, you don't need to stop. But we can no longer say that it sells a Cheftz of a Tefillah B'Tzibur, but it's no longer a Cheftz of a Tefillah B'Tzibur. That Ritzay, let's say by Ritzay, you don't have 10 people, that Birchas Ritzay without 10 people can't cause a Chiyuv D'Oraisa for Birchas Kohanim. So even though now you have 10 people Birchas Kohanim, if you didn't have 10 people during the davening of the Shemoneh Esrei itself, he wants to say it could be a Chiddush that you would taka not be able to do Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim only comes in the context of a Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's not enough to have Birchas Kohanim B'Tzibur. There's another din that you need Birchas Kohanim B'Tzibur. So if the people left Mamish in the middle of Modim, you wouldn't be able to do it. That's what we were saying right before, because it's a separate thing. And that's why the Ran and the Rashba have to give explanations. Why does Berachas Kohanim require 10 people? Because it's a Davar Shebekdusha, or it's similar to a Davar Shebekdusha. So Berachas Kohanim needs 10 people, but it also has to be part of Tefillah B'Tzibur. So if it wasn't in the middle of a Tefillah B'Tzibur, even though, again, you were saying Chazar HaShatz, but he quotes from the Rambam, Kate, I'm going to read the Lashon Rambam, if you don't mind. Kate said, Tefillah B'Tzibur, Echad Mispala B'Koram, Ba'kol Shomim Ve'in Osim Kein B'Pachos Masara Gedolim B'nei Chorim. You need 10 people, B'nei Chorim Gedolim. No Katan, everyone's got to be paying attention. Shatz at the Shatz could be one of them. Fine. So, again, it could be there. Now, then he discusses another detailed situation. Let's say you have sometimes you have someone who's sleeping, or someone's in the middle of a silent Shemoneh Esrei. So they're mitztarif. So if they're mitztarif, would that still be considered Tefillah B'Tzibur? That actually the Emek Brach himself spoke about in a previous piece in Osvav in Tefillah, which I don't think as a Chabur we're going to do. But again, he thinks it's a Machlokas we've shown him. But Lemaisa, we would pass, and he is mitztarif, and therefore even if someone's still in the middle of a silent Shemoneh Esrei, you can still do Berachas Kohanim, that's not going to be a problem. But if you only have 9 people and even a 10th person came back in for Berachas Kohanim, it would be a problem.
What if it came before
today? I was wondering about that. Let's say it lost the chalos of Tefillah B'Tzibur because let's say in the middle of Rafa'in, someone walked out to go to the bathroom. You have a minion mitzvah in the middle of Rafa'in, someone walks out to the bathroom. And then they will come back into the middle of Ritzay. So now does it go back to being a Tefillah B'Tzibur? He doesn't say. I'm not sure. Can you? I would think that you can come back to being a Tefillah B'Tzibur because the very fact that you can continue means that you're still hanging on by a thread. So if you're still hanging on, and then, yeah, I would assume you could. I would assume, I don't know for sure.
But
there's another interesting, we're going to make a couple of other ha'aris, which David Brach has actually in separate pieces, but relate here. And then we'll take questions just after we're done. We said this musug that Berachas Kohanim is connected to Avodah. There's an interesting discussion. There's a Gemara in Yuma. I want to open up the Gemara in Yuma and read it for you, if I can find it. It's a Gemara in Yuma daf Pezayin amid Beis. The Gemara says like this, there's a few times of the year that we do duchening a bunch of times. 4 times. B'shloshapakam b'shana, 3 times a year we do duchening 4 times. And what's the 4th time of the day? We do Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ila. Very good. On Yom Kippur, we do like that. Shachris, Musaf, Ne'ila. Duchening is only done during the day. So there are 4 tefillos during the day on Yom Kippur. In the times of the Gemara, also, if it was a Tanis, because of a drought or whatever it is, that would also, they would do Ne'ila also. And maybe other tefillos. So the question is, what is tefillos Ne'ila? Rav says that it's Taka, Tlosi, Yesi, Rav says an extra diving. Shmuel Amar, Ma Anu Machayim. It's a special bakasha, but it doesn't have a signon, a regular setup of Shemoneh Esrei. So ask the Gvura Sarin. The Gvura Sarin is the same mechaber as Shagas Aryeh. The Gvura Sarin asks the question: if according to Shmuel, that davening of Nila isn't a formal Shemoneh Esrei, so there's no bracha of Ritzei. So there's no avoda. So if there's no avoda, how can I do duchening in the middle of a bakasha ba'alma? So it says the Eimek Bracha, no. The proper time to stand up is ritzei because it's fitting because it's avoda. But every tefillah, every bakasha has a din of an avoda deraisa. So if 10 people get together and daven to Hashem, a tefillah, like ma anachnu, ma chayenu, right? Like you say, I think it's part of the vidui that we say in Yom Kippur. You know, anochi afreifer, please Hashem help us, without saying birchas ritzei, without saying bracha of sim shalom, there's still a din of birchas kohanim. I can't just get up in the front of 10 people who are learning in the base of medrash, new birchas kohanim. No. It has to be in the middle of an avoda. But if you're doing an avoda, which is a bakasha is a tefillah deraisa. It's an avoda deraisa, and that requires birchas kohanim deraisa, even, if there's no bracha of ritzei. True, if there is a bracha of ritzei, the proper time for the kohanim to stand up is in the bracha of avoda, right? And bracha of ritzei. But if there's no bracha of avoda, then they don't. We'll close with one last nafkamina from this. Just an interesting shayla that comes up in the poskim. Let's say the kohen, and this happens sometimes, by Ashkenazim it happens less, because Ashkenazim only daven, only duchen on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov is a chazanus and a shlep, but by Sfardim they duchen every day, sometimes the minyan is in a rush. What happens if the kohen is still in the middle of a silent Shemoneh Esrei? First time he walked in, like he's in the middle of a silent Shemoneh Esrei when they get up to duchening, so shouldn't stop. So the discussion in the post came, it's not that Rapash the Magen of Ram quotes in the Radvaz and Sim and Kuf Chav Ches, that he should stop his davening. What's the basis? Davening is their Rabbanim, and Duchening is their Isa. So now the Emek Bracha scratches his head. What did I just tell you for the last 20 minutes? Is Davening their Rabbanim or their Isa? Their Isa. Certainly according to those with Tzachiyav, but even according to those with Tzachiyam. But it's Avodah there. It has to be Avodah there. If it's not Avodah their Isa, there's no Musa Gavirchas Kohenim Bechla. So Davening is an Avodah their Isa. And it requires duchening. So he says, maybe it's not another parsha. I could stop one day raisa to do another day raisa. And then he just points out, lemaisa, the post can say, even if you hold a whole tefillah as their abundance, still maybe it's not proper to stop. He just closes with one thing, which is an interesting point that gets again to the nature of Berachas Kohanim. If you're in the middle of Shomei Tefillah, he says, for sure, a Kohen could stop in the middle of Shomei Tefillah. Why? Because Shomei Tefillah, you're allowed to add your own bakashas. So Berachas Kohanim, now this is a very big concept. Whenever you learn, what is a bracha? When a tzaddik gives me a bracha in the Chumash, when Yaakov Avinu gives his children and his grandchildren brachas, what's a bracha? So what's a bracha? Yevrecha Hashem. The Kohen is davening to Hashem. Hashem, that's a bakasha. The Kohen is davening that Hashem should bless Klal Yisrael. Okay, that's a bakasha. If he's in the middle of Shomei Tefillah, then there's certainly no problem for him to get up and duchen, even in the middle of davening. Okay, so again, we just lay down the yesod today that the reason why you require 10 people for duchening might not just be because of the fact that it's Kosev Aruch was B'nai Yisrael and Hashem Hashem, but maybe also because it has to be tapped in the context of Avodas HaTzibur, and therefore it has nafkaminas. You need 10 people not just for the duchening itself, but for the davening which preceded it, and other nafkaminas of being Avoda, and again davening, even according to those eight Sarban, is a Kiyam Derais of Avoda, and that's why even Bizman Hazeh, duchening is Derais. With that, we're going to close. I'm going to ask first in-person questions, then we'll go to the Zoom questions. You're good. Okay, so those were in-person, me and Joy. Yeah, I'm just going to stop the recording, but I'm listening to you.